Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. One of the most evil people in American medical history, Dr. Anthony Fauci is out. Why? Because the writing is on the wall that Republicans are going to actually take control of the House and the Senate, and they're going to start investigating Dr. Fauci and gain-of-function research and the Wuhan Institute of Virology and all of the lies that he told. So now is the time for Dr. Fauci to get out and go make some money. Dr. Fauci has announced that he will leave the federal government in December after serving as the nation's top infectious disease expert. I say expert, well, I roll my eyes, for 38 years. He's going to leave the federal government, and it's because he knows come January, Republicans should have control of the House and the Senate, and that will make his life a living hell, if he especially is still in the position. Instead of actually getting kicked out of office, he is going to leave. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866 751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, Fauci, he put out a statement saying, quote, I'm announcing today that I'll be stepping down from the position of the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the NAIAD, and chief of the NIAID laboratory, as well as a position as chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden. I will be leaving these positions in December of this year to pursue the next chapter of my career. Fauci served as the NIAID for 38 years, starting in former President Ronald Reagan's administration, a role in which he helped lead the U.S. response. And he says all about this in a statement about the response to HIV and AIDS epidemic in this country, as well as West Nile virus, the anthrax attacks, the pandemic influenza, various bird influenza threats as well, Ebola and Zika. He became one of the most public faces of the federal response to the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. Biden immediately putting out a statement praising the work of Dr. Fauci, saying, noting that he is unwavering in his commitment to his work, as well as his unparalleled spirit, energy, and scientific integrity. It's the same guy that refused to admit that he funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology and refused to hold China accountable for them releasing COVID-19 and not protecting or warning the world. Nevertheless, Joe Biden said, because of Dr. Fauci's many contributions to public health, lives here in the United States of America and around the world have been saved. As he leaves his position in the U.S. government, I know the American people and the entire world will continue to benefit from Dr. Fauci's expertise and whatever he does next. Biden added, whether you've met him personally or not, he has touched all American lives with his work. That is true. I extend my deepest thanks for his public service. The United States of America is stronger, more resilient, and healthier because of him. That, my friends, is a lie. Fauci said in a statement that he is not retiring, quote unquote, and will continue to advance science and public health and to inspire and mentor the next generation of scientific leaders as they help prepare the world for to face the future of infectious diseases and threats. No word yet if he's taking a role with the Chinese Communist government. I'll be waiting for that to come out very soon. Now, this is happening right now for, as I mentioned, a reason. Everybody in the left loves Dr. Fauci. Let me remind you of what The View said about Dr. Fauci on ABC.
There were very few heroes in this pandemic, I noticed.
Fauci was one of them.
Fauci, we at least can follow him. He changes things, but that's science, you know?
That's science, right? That's science. Dr. Fauci's a hero, right? He's a hero, I tell you. He is a hero. Joe Biden, talking about how great he is, he had this to say about Dr. Fauci.
I've seen more of Dr. Fauci than I have my wife. We kid each other, but they look, who's president? Fauci. But all kidding aside, I sincerely mean it.
Seen Dr. Fauci more than his wife. They love this guy. This guy's amazing, right? Dr. Fauci is the guy. He's the best guy we've ever seen. He's the most amazing guy. Right. This is the guy that we should all love and trust, even though we have so much stuff on him. You have these tapes of Fauci talking about gain of function research. And we know that Fauci lied to Congress when he talked about gain of function research. Listen to this.
What historically investigators have done is to actually create gain of function by making mutations, passage adaptation, or other newer genetic techniques such as reverse genetics.
Reverse genetics, a technique used by scientists to create gain of function. Fauci's words. We've seen them before. We've seen them in the 2014 Fauci project. We've seen them in the 2017 progress report describing the research carried out by the Wuhan Institute of Virology as part of that project with money from Fauci's NIAID funneled to them through EcoHealth Alliance.
He lied. And this is why he's retiring from the federal government now. He's retiring because he understands what's happening. He's retiring because he realizes that Republicans are about to come in and are going to be asking a lot of questions about his leadership. So you go to the private sector as fast as you can and you retire. Dr. Fauci was on TV all this past week, and he admits that polio cases in New York came from polio vaccine, and said that there's more vaccines that we need to look at. But we just had this recent outbreak of polio, and they're like, it actually came not from a polio outbreak. It came from the vaccines. Listen.
How could polio be reoccurring in our country in 2022? And how concerned?
Well, what we need to understand is that the polio that we saw in this individual in Rockland County who had paralytic polio is a vaccine-related polio. And let me explain what I mean, is that the original Sabin vaccine, which is a live attenuated vaccine, has in it multiple different types of the polio. One is a type 2, which is a virus that when you vaccinate someone with a live attenuated vaccine, it can be excreted in the feces and get out into the environment, and it could revert to a more pathogenic form. So what happened with this individual is that they likely got infected from someone who had a vaccine-related polio. Now, the vaccines that we have been giving in this country over the last several years has been not the live attenuated, but the killed or Salk vaccine, which has no chance of getting transmitted as a vaccine-related polio. The solution to the problem, Andrea, is to get everyone who is not up to date on vaccinations, particularly to get them vaccinated, because the protection against polio of the Salk vaccine is about 99%.
I love this guy, right? Every time they get it wrong, somehow he's still got it right. Well, the polio vaccine, okay, maybe that, you know, or maybe it's not working. And on CNN, when they announced that he's resigning, right, he announces he's stepping down in December, they about cried over it when they broke the news, because this is their guy, right? This is what they love in a leader, someone that's a dictator and a tyrant that tells you where you can sit and where you can stand, how long you have to wear a mask, what you can and can't do. You can't sing in church. You can't go to church. You can't go to school. You can't eat with your family members that don't live in your household when you're out to eat. You got to be at 30% occupancy. We got to close indoor dining. We got to close sporting events, right? They love dictators at CNN. That's why they're so sad.
Developing right now, Dr. Anthony Fauci has just announced that he is stepping down at the end of the year, leaving his post as both the president's chief medical advisor and also the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, a role he has held for decades under seven U.S. presidents. CNN's Arlette Sines is live with more on this. Arlette, what are you hearing from the White House on this?
Well, Kate, President Biden announced Dr. Anthony Fauci's departure in a statement a bit earlier today. As the nation's top infectious disease expert and top medical advisor to President Biden, is planning to step down from his government post in December. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci also released a statement in which he said, quote, "While I am moving on from my current positions, I am not retiring. After more than 50 years of government service, I plan to pursue the next phase of my career while I still have so much energy and passion for my field. I want to use what I have learned as NIAID director to continue to advance science and public health and to inspire and mentor the next generation of scientific leaders as they help prepare the world to face future infectious disease threats." Now, President Biden has known Dr. Anthony Fauci for decades, working closely with him back when he was vice president as the Obama administration dealt with the Zika virus. And the president, in his statement thanking Fauci for his work, he said, quote, "His commitment to the work is unwavering, and he does it with an unparalleled spirit, energy, and scientific integrity. Because of Dr. Fauci's many contributions to public health, lives here in the United States and around the world have been saved." Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci has served in government for decades now in this post as director of the National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases for nearly 38 years, starting under President Ronald Reagan. He has advised presidents throughout that tenure, dealing with things like the HIV/AIDS epidemic, Zika virus, Ebola as well. But he really rose to the spotlight during the COVID-19 pandemic when he was publicly clashing at times with former President Donald Trump as for relating to his strategy. President Biden asked him to stay on, and now we are learning that Dr. Fauci will be stepping down in December.
I mean, it's like a funeral, right? This is the greatest guy ever. And why does the media love him? They love him for one main reason. He stood up to Donald Trump, right? He was he became the never Trump guy. That's why they love him. That's the whole reason, right? They love him because of that. He's the guy that gave the middle finger to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump couldn't Trump. He's the guy that criticized. They didn't care if he lied to you. They didn't care if he lied about gain of function research. Right? They don't care about any of that. All they care about is the fact that Dr. Fauci, the greatest guy ever in their mind, right? He is the guy. He is a god of medicine. And they're so sad now that he's no longer going to be in the federal government. Dr. Fauci's no fool, by the way. He knows what's coming in November. And that's why he's resigning in December. And this is the guy that screwed up so many lives in this country. Don't forget, this is the guy that made rules so you couldn't even go see your loved ones when they were dying. Couldn't even bury the dead on when you needed to. Had to wait weeks or months to do that. It's a guy that destroyed businesses. Suicide rates skyrocketed to levels we'd never seen before in this country, from people being locked up in their homes, depressed. Don't forget. Do not forget what he did to this country. And when they all act like he's some god, just remember how sick these people are.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have
have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
America on fire. New data shows that the majority of Americans are outraged over what's happening in this country, and they believe that America is going in the wrong direction. Just how bad is it? Well, you just got to turn on MSNBC, where they're having to give you the new poll numbers coming from NBC News. And here's how they put it.
74% of Americans say the country is going in the wrong direction. Nearly 60% of voters say America's best years are behind it. Nearly 60%. Yamiche, why are people so unhappy?
I love this, right? Now, why are people so unhappy? Let me give you the list. You have a president that's completely incapacitated and incompetent, who has been whoring out America to the highest bidder, the shadiest actors in the world, and his son. That's number one. Number two, you have high inflation right now, an economy that is heading in the wrong direction, and people are feeling it. You have high gas prices in this country, right? And you have an FBI that just raided the former president of the United States of America's estate at Mar-a-Lago, his home, going through and rummaging through his own personal belongings, including his wife's clothing. You want to know why 74% of voters say the country's on the wrong track? This is why. Now, here's the best part. They actually say it's not because of any of that at MSNBC. They say that the reason why 74% of voters say the country's on the wrong track is, quote, because they're worried about Donald Trump. They're worried about the GOP stealing elections. That's how they spin this. When Democrats are in charge of the House, Senate, and the White House, you have rising gas prices. You have inflation numbers that are through the roof. Grocery prices out of control. And a president that's doing nothing to stop any of it. And they just passed a bill. They lied to you, called the Inflation Reduction Act, that it was actually nothing more than a Green New Deal. And the massive overreach of the government on these green initiatives. They want you to believe that the reason why 74% of voters say the country's on the wrong track is because they're worried about Donald Trump. This may be the greatest moment of stupidity I have ever seen on national TV
these days.
Jose, it's a great question. And I've been out on the campaign trail. I'm in Alabama just today doing some stories about sort of redistricting and the political atmosphere in this state. But what you see really is, on the Democratic side, people that are very, very worried about the direction of this country. They're very worried, especially about former President Trump possibly coming back into power, or former President Trump or another Republican stealing the election in 2022 or 2024, because we've seen so many election deniers be elected. So a lot of Democrats on the Democratic side, they're very worried about abortion also, and abortion rights. And then on the Republican side,
I love this, right? 74% of Americans say the country's going the wrong direction. And MSNBC's takeaway is this. They say, well, it's because they're worried about Trump. Why would you be worried about Trump if he's not in office? Why would you be worried about Trump? The question they're asking about is the country going the right or the wrong direction is a pretty clear question. It's not a trick question, right? You look at what's happening now in the country and you give us your analysis on what's happening now. And they come back with, well, it's Donald Trump. That's who it is. It's Donald Trump. Now, if you look at the actual poll, the poll has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Nearly 75% of Americans think the U.S. is heading the wrong direction under Joe Biden. And more than half the country worry the best years are in our past. A whopping 74% of Americans say the United States is on the wrong track in this new NBC polls conducted earlier this month. It also found that more than half of the 1,000 people that responded to the poll worried that America's best years may already be behind us. Among the respondents' main concern was the economy. 68% saying they think the country is already in a recession, despite Joe Biden's claim that it's not. In total, the poll found that 55% of Americans disapprove of the job the president is doing. 55% say he's doing a terrible job. So MSNBC decides to tell you about the new poll numbers, and they say, well, the real reason why we're having problems right now is because they're worried about Donald Trump.
It's a great question. And I've been out on the campaign trail. I'm in Alabama just today doing some stories about sort of redistricting and the political atmosphere in this state. But what you see really is on the Democratic side, people that are very, very worried about the direction of this country. They're very worried, especially about former President Trump possibly coming back into power, or former President Trump or another Republican stealing the election in 2022 or 2024, because we've seen so many election deniers be elected. So a lot of Democrats on the Democratic side, they're very worried about abortion. Also,
I mean, it's amazing. They will spin any bad news to somehow claim it's Donald Trump's fault. Why is Joe Biden such a bad president? It's really because of Donald Trump. Let's go back to the poll. Nearly three quarters of Americans think the United States is heading the wrong direction under President Joe Biden. The poll question was not about Donald Trump. The poll question was actually about Joe Biden. This, according to yet another bad poll for the president ahead of the midterm elections. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. In fact, the numbers look so bad for Democrats because many Americans are reacting to the Mar-a-Lago raid. Quote, this spells bad news for the president as he seeks to re-energize or energize his base to cast ballots for the Democrats as they control Congress in November. 74% of Americans say that we are headed in the wrong direction. Only 21% of idiots in the Democratic Party say we're heading the right direction. Only 3% say they're not sure, and 2% have a mixed reaction, meaning the overwhelming majority of Americans say we are on a bad track. The economy, the number one issue of Americans surveyed in this NBC News poll. Over the past few months, you've got inflation that has consistently eclipsed the healthy 3.6% unemployment rate as a focal point for all Americans and what they're dealing with. You have these sharp spikes in gasoline and food prices. The average cost of consumer goods rose to 8.5% in July, after reaching a 40-year high of 9.1% in June. Households, they now are spending nearly $500 more each month to buy the same items they were buying a year ago. Let me say that again. The average American household is now spending, let's give the exact number, $493 more each month. So rounded to $500 a month to buy the same items they were buying a year ago. That, according to Moody's Analytics and their economic group, who studied the latest U.S. government price data. They called it a big deal for a household making about $60,000 a year. The median household income in the U.S. is $67,521. The situation has since forced more Americans than ever to seek help at food, with Feeding America, the nation's charity, largest charity when it comes to helping with short-term food issues and crises. They have now reported a 45% jump of food banks that have seen an increase in demand, typically with 10% or more beneficiaries asking for help. Now the survey shows that 56% of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of the economy. That has nothing to do with, by the way, Donald Trump, when they just lied to you on MSNBC. 40% still seem, quote, optimistic, which makes sense. That's exactly where the president's approval rating is. When asked their thoughts on the newly passed Inflation Reduction Act, a plurality of voters, 36%, reported thinking the legislation will not make a difference in their lives. Another 35% reported thinking it would make things worse for them personally. So they know that it is a lie, which is why it's so important for you guys to get out the information that when we give it to you, we're winning, folks. Conservative media, podcasts, we are winning by getting out the information of what's in these bills. You can name the bill whatever the hell you want to name it, but it doesn't change what it actually is. And that's the whole point here. You look at Americans and they're not being fooled. They're not going to allow you to continue to lie to them, right? They're not stupid here. And that's why you see in these poll numbers exactly what I just read to you. The American people are smart. Just 26% of the respondents in the survey said they thought the new law would be beneficial to them. Only 26%. So you lost a plurality of voters who said, no, I don't believe this newly passed Inflation Reduction Act is going to help me. In fact, 35% think it'll make things worse for them because they passed it. The other part is when we tell you the stuff that Joe Biden is doing, people are letting other people know what they think about it. Let me give you an example of what I mean. Joe Biden recently came out and he said that there was a 0% inflation in July, which was a lie. And when you say stupid stuff like this, people aren't listening to you anymore. They know you're lying to them. They understand how much you're lying to them. And that's exactly why people don't trust this president.
Before I begin today, I want to say a word about the news that came out today relative to the economy. Actually, I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%.
Everybody knows that's a lie, right? Everybody understands that that's a lie. Do you approve of Biden's handling of the economy? 56% disapprove. Is the United States of America in a recession? 68% of Americans say yes. 27% of liberal Democrats said no. But almost 70% of Americans say that America is in a recession right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you want to know what's really happening in the economy, many times you don't ask the average American voter. If you want to know what's really happening in the economy, you ask business executives. And they'll tell you because they're dealing with it from a raw, non-political standpoint of just straight up business. Now, you can see in these numbers for Joe Biden, the majority of Americans, 75%, right, rounding the number there, believe that America's heading the wrong direction because of his leadership. The overwhelming majority of Americans actually believe that the Inflation Reduction Act was going to not help them, number one, and actually will make things worse for them. And that tells you that Americans, yes, are waking up. But the media is going to continue to spin this. But if you want to know how bad things actually are, all you have to do is look at the business community. They don't lie about this stuff. They have no political interest in lying to you. In fact, the new numbers have just come out. And I look at this, and a lot of economists look at this, because this is where you know what's happening, because they see their daily sales numbers, their weekly sales numbers, their monthly sales numbers changing. Right? Corporate America sees their raw data in real time, what is happening in this country week over week, right? Every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, every month, and they can see trends. 97% now of U.S. executives believe the U.S. is now in a recession, or at least close to one, despite the White House and Biden's constant denials. It's the highest number of U.S. executives in my lifetime believe that the country is now in a recession, despite the Biden administration's refusal to admit the economy's consecutive contractions over the last year. If you have two in a row, that's usually the sign that you are in a recession. A survey conducted by Stifel Financial shows that 18% of executives, business owners, and investors consider the economy already in a recession, compared to 79% of them expecting a downturn significantly within the next 18 months. Only 3% of executives believe the U.S. could completely avoid a deep recession over the same 18-month time period. Given the uncertain backdrop, it's understandable that companies are planning for a prolonged downturn, meaning a recession, and are considering various economic scenarios, as well as their approach to strategic planning over the next year. That's the head of consumer retail and diversified industrial investments at banking at Stifel Bank said in an interview this weekend. He said market conditions and economic cycles often turn quickly. He said the survey also revealed that businesses believe labor constraints tied into inflation and supply chain distributions have all pushed us into a recession. And they say those are the top three areas that are the biggest threats to corporate and small business profitability. Simple question was asked to many of these executives, and the question was, do you think the United States is headed for an economic recession? 46% of respondents said, yes, I expect a recession before the end of the year. 33% said, yes, but recession is probably going to be in the beginning of next year. And 18% said we're already in a recession. Only 3% said they don't expect a recession within the next 18 months. President Joe Biden is adamant, by the way, that the U.S. can avoid a recession altogether, saying we're not in it. We're not in it. We're not in it. The major part of executives, 53%, expect inflation risk to remain a challenge to their business interests and their assets, they say, for at least the next two quarters of to a year. 43% anticipate an economic decline to last for more than the next 12 months. And in July, the Consumer Price Index jumped 8.5% from a year ago, according to the Labor Department. That was down from the eye-watering 9.1% annual increase seen in June. Now, if you want to know how worried the media is about this, just look at the idiotic tweets that are going out from people like CNN. CNN put out a tweet saying, next time you stop at a gas station, think of it as a $100 a month tax cut, or maybe a $100 a month raise. Ted Cruz said, well, this is Orwellian. Next, CNN's going to try to convince you that 2 plus 2 equals 5. In the meantime, since truth still matters, gas prices are up nearly 65% since Biden took office. Now, part of the reason why you are seeing what I just described in the just lies coming from the White House is they've got to lie to you for as long as they can. They have to lie to you at least until after the midterm elections. We're too close to November, folks. And they can't admit that we're in a recession, because if they do admit that we're in a recession, the media admits that we're in a recession, then every ad out there and every question of every liberal Democrat running for election or re-election is going to be, hey, you guys put us in a recession. Your policies put us in a recession. So they would rather just lie to you. That's why they go on TV and they say, well, 74% of voters say the country's on the wrong track because they're worried about Trump. No, that's not the question. The question was actually about the president of the United States of America. This is why that's happening right now. Liz Cheney did a big sit-down interview with ABC News this weekend, and this is the reason why they keep asking stupid questions of her, like, hey, you're thinking about running for president. You just got your brains beat in 70-30 in your election in your state, and now you think you should be president.
So you've said that you're going to think about running for president. Would you be running to send a message, or would you be running to win?
No, look, you run for president because you believe you would be the best candidate, because you believe you'd be the best president of the United States. And so any decision that I make about doing something that significant and that serious would be with the intention of winning, and because I think I would be the best candidate.
Would your path be inside the Republican Party or outside the Republican Party?
I haven't made any specific decisions or plans.
And these people are delusional. Liz Cheney's now the person they want to interview. They haven't interviewed the person that won by 70%, saying, what made you win? They haven't mentioned the guy, the person's name who won against Liz Cheney. No, they're all interviewing Liz Cheney because Liz Cheney is exactly what they want the Republican Party to nominate. Just like a Jeb Bush, just like a Mitt Romney, just like a John McCain, because they all know that they're easy to beat. That's what it's about. Who can we beat and who is easy to beat? Right? Biden biking on the island this weekend, reporters yelling at him, will you come talk to us, Mr. President? No, he's got to keep bike riding, showing you he's not going to fall off the bike again. Listen to this. President just riding his bike.
Mr. President!
Time for a couple questions.
Mr. President!
Parade.
How are you doing?
You want to talk to us? Or?
Probably not. Will you come talk to us, Mr. President? Come talk to us, Mr. President. Will you talk to us, Mr. President? Probably not. So you won't talk to us? No, we'll just keep riding the bike down the beach. Because that's what he's qualified to do. Ride a bike on the beach. Safer than riding on concrete when he falls over. Now, as the president rides his bike, other Democrats in the administration are having to come out and, you know, talk about the economy a little bit. And the transportation secretary, energy secretaries, all these people they send out on TV to sell you that things are actually in a great place right now. Graham was on TV this weekend, Fox News Sunday, and she was asked about, you know, the out-of-touchness of middle Americans who don't feel like you guys are helping them. In fact, they feel like you're hurting them. And the majority of Americans believe that the Inflation Reduction Act is actually not even going to help them. It's going to make things worse for them. And they're like, well, just go buy some solar panels, folks, and that'll fix all your problems. That's what they're telling you. So you can get 30% off the price of solar panels. If you're a middle class American, you should just do that. Go spend more money on the things we tell you to spend money on.
Because of the incentives in this Inflation Reduction Act.
But you talk about incentives and people, maybe it's the messaging, people don't quite get it. In fact, Fox asked people whether they plan to take advantage of the tax credit. And here's what they told us, and we'll get your response on the other side. Watch.
I personally wouldn't buy an electric car with that much money.
We're not going to even think about it because we don't have the income available to buy a new car, even with the incentive.
What really is $7,500 against the cost of an electronic car?
And really, you could make the same argument. We're talking about tax breaks for adding solar panels, energy efficient windows, appliances, heat pumps. You know, what do you say to the families who simply can't afford this stuff in the first place?
Well, number one, for your home, yes, there are significant incentives in this bill, which is great, to reduce people's energy costs on a monthly basis. Mm-hmm. So if you are low income, you can get your home entirely weatherized through the expansion from the bipartisan infrastructure law, a significant expansion. You don't have to pay for anything. If you want heat pumps, insulation, new windows, that is covered. If you are moderate income, today you can get 30% off the price of solar panels. Those solar panels can be financed, so you don't have to have the big outlay at the front. And when they're financed in a way that reduces your energy bill, even though you have solar panels. With this 30% off, it's a significant incentive. Same thing with if you don't qualify for the weatherization program, you will be able to, starting next year, get rebates on the appliances and equipment that will help you reduce your monthly energy bill by up to 30%. This is all about reducing costs for people.
It's not reducing costs if I have to spend a ton of money, right? It's not. But this is what they keep saying. Just lie to the American people and tell them get 30% off the price of their solar panels. If you're a middle-class American, how much money I have to spend doesn't matter, right? They don't care about how much money you actually have to spend, right? They just want you to spend unlimited amounts of money. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow, see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.